Tribal delegates from around the YK Delta met in Bethel this week for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's Tribal Unity Gathering. There, the audience learned that hundreds of non-professionals in the YK Delta have been trained to intervene when someone shows the warning signs of suicide. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
Suicide rates in rural Alaska are the highest in the country and the leading cause of death for teenagers in the state. Then, last year, a wave of suicide swept across the YK Delta. More than a dozen people took their own lives, leaving loved ones wondering what had happened and what they can do in the future. YKHC's Vice President Jack Crow says that far too many youth are acquainted with suicide and see it as an option.
Imagine if you have a toolbox of things to do and you have a problem. Suicide is currently in a lot of our people's toolbox to fix their problem. That's something that we want to be very intentional about, and take that suicide as an option and throw it away and take it out of our toolbox and not look at it again.
Presenters at the Unity Gathering showed a packed cultural center audience a video where people affected by suicide talked about their experience and the experience of their communities.
Everybody's devastated. It's just not like one family's affected. It infects the whole community.
Much like an infection, healthcare providers in the state are dealing with the issue by treating it head on.
It's time to ask and say, what's wrong? The more people know about suicide, the more they'd be able to help.
We often talk about the way that people haven't talked about suicide for years and years.
Mary Johnson, Suicide Prevention Coordinator for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
It's not easy for any of us to talk about it, but that's the way we're going to solve the problem is by opening our mouths and talking.
But talking about suicide can be a daunting challenge for many who may feel they're not qualified to help. Johnson says that a relatively new group called the Suicide Awareness Intervention Prevention Healing Coalition can help. That coalition, along with YKHC, is training everyday people the basics on suicide intervention.
You don't have to be professional to be part of that group. We encourage anyone who's concerned about suicide and would like to be helped be part of the solution to join us.
Last year, the coalition helped to train 240 people in the YK Delta, and Johnson says they would like to hold trainings in every village.
All we need is an invitation from your community and then some support at your end to provide the space to hold the training and to help sign people up for it.
The training takes 2 days and is open to anyone over 16 years old. She says it's not complicated to intervene with someone who may be thinking of taking their own life, but it does take courage.
One of the things that we do at the assist training is practice asking the very question, are you thinking about committing suicide? It's a very difficult question. Even in that training, it's the hardest part for most of us to say.
Johnson says that intervention trainers will be headed to Napakiak in 2 weeks for the next training. She also says suicide intervention has become a regular part of training for village health aides. I'm Shane Iverson.